This is Twit.
An interesting story popped up, I think it was just yesterday, I saw it fly by, about TikTok and some potential uses for it outside of learning, you know, the latest new dance or figuring out, you know, what's replacing the Chubby Bunny Challenge. And this one was kind of not what I expected it to be. So I immediately said, oh boy. I know who we've got to have on the show today. Joining us, it is my absolute pleasure to say, Abrar Alhiti from CNET is here to talk to us about TikTok. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate being your TikTok go-to person.
Well, let's kick things off here with kind of an explanation of this new feature that TikTok is trying out before we kind of get into, because as I mentioned to you in inviting you to the show, I think this on its own maybe is not a super in-depth story, but it's kind of the thoughts surrounding it and the impact of it. So we've got to start with explaining what's going on, what TikTok is experimenting with before we get into the bigger impact here.
Absolutely. So TikTok is launching this pilot program called TikTok Resumes. And so they, as you said, not only want you to pick up the newest dances and find out about the latest products that people are talking about, but they want you to find a job. And so they want people to go to TikTok, use a hashtag TikTok Resumes, and have companies spot them or find companies that are looking to hire new employees. And what they want you to do is essentially they want you to show your personality through these videos. So they want to, you know, they don't just want you to turn in a resume and not have companies know what you're like or what your interests are or what you're passionate about. They want you to show companies. And there is such a wide range of companies here. There's Target, Shopify, Chipotle, Abercrombie and Fitch. I noticed even TikTok has job postings on this. And so essentially it's a website that you go to and you can see all these listings. But what you do is you create your TikTok video, and then you drop in a link for your TikTok video, which has your elevator pitch, and you just apply to whatever company you want to apply to, ranging from entry level all the way to expert.
Okay, so see, this is what's interesting about this, because I think when people would hear about this right off the bat, there's so much here, because we've got to think about how humans by default are just incredibly resistant to change, and due to, you know, any level of you know, unknown and the fear that comes with that, are also resistant to kind of the world changing while they stay the same. And so I think immediately you're going to have folks going, okay, this doesn't make sense. It's not how you do resumes. It's not how you apply for a job. It's back in my day, this is how we applied. You got one sheet, and if you had more than one, it got thrown in the trash and all of that. So I find it interesting you've pointed out there that it's not just that you can, you know, send out your TikTok video, your resume or your application in that way, but it's companies actually kind of going to this portal and saying, we are interested in looking at this. So is it a particular type of company that seems to be into this, or did any of the companies that are on the list kind of surprise you?
Yeah, you know, it was such a wide range of companies. I mean, one of the things that I thought was really cool was I saw a listing for an All Recipes on-camera host and producer. And so it's like, what better way to find if someone's a good fit for that role than to see them in a TikTok video and see what they're like on camera and see how comfortable they are. So when I see roles like that, I'm like, well, that really makes sense for something like this, because you can't pick up on that when you turn in, you know, an online resume that's just written. And so, you know, I think it's really cool that it really does range from you have retail and then you have all the way up to, like, you know, executives at various tech companies or, you know, like on camera stuff like this. There was listings for like NASCAR and people in sales. I mean, it's stuff that doesn't just relate to, you know, being on camera. But I think when people see what you're like and they see your energy, that becomes a really important indicator, because, you know, someone could have the skills, but if they don't fit into your company culture, we hear a lot about company culture. You know, you can teach people skills, but you can't teach people how to get along with everyone and how to fit in at the company. So I'm thinking that this is really going to be helpful for a lot of people. And yeah, it can be hard to get over that. Okay, this is weird. Like, why would a 1 minute video be something that I use to determine who to hire? But I think there's a lot of benefit here. So if you can get over that, that mental obstacle, I think you can recognize a lot of the potential here.
Yeah. And in fact, a friend of mine was applying recently using kind of more traditional means. And I didn't know that in modern times, there are like you call in for a phone interview, for example, and it's like a pre-recorded thing where they read off the question and then you respond. And then the person who's hiring will get the recording of your responses to the different questions that you put in. And so it seems like, you know, this tech is already in some ways part of the hiring process. And this helps in some ways to automate it. I do wonder, and I'm curious, you know, your take on this. There are, especially in the United States, certain laws, regulations, et cetera, around bias in hiring and making sure that, you know, certain isms don't play into the hiring practice. Do you think that with TikTok video, with you, you know, going in with video, how do you think that impacts or plays a role in the concerns that folks might have about hiring?
I have been thinking a lot about that because you hear a lot of terrible stories of people, you know, disqualifying candidates because they have names that sound too ethnic. And so mm-hmm. this kind of takes that to the next level because it's like, here's what I look like. Do you like, you know, you'd like to think that hopefully people aren't that biased, but they are. I mean, that's the reality of it. And so, you know, that is a really important consideration. And so, you know, I hope that these companies that are taking part in this are more forward thinking and wouldn't let something like that be an obstacle. But I mean, you think about even with AI being biased, right? And so, mm-hmm. you know, we're still trying to overcome that no matter what technology we roll out. And AI is increasingly being used in the recruitment process and in the hiring process, and you still see issues there. But then I guess you try to look on the bright side here. Okay, well, how can we use technology to our advantage, and how can we? What's the good here? And I think the good here is that you know, you do get to see. I mean, we're all on our phones a lot more often now. I saw this Glassdoor report that said around almost 80% of millennials use their phones to apply for jobs, and Gen X is at 73%, and baby boomers are at 57%. So like with each generation, just imagine what Gen Z is going to be like. Wow. And so we're all on our phones anyway. So why not use these technologies to, you know, help companies find people and to help employers find places where they would like to work. So I'm really excited to see. I mean, I'm hoping the good trumps the bad here.
Right. Absolutely. Now let's, so, you know, a hypothetical, LinkedIn comes out with a tool to let you, you know, attach a video to a job application versus TikTok doing this. We've had you on before to talk about TikTok in general. And one of the things that you talk about is authenticity on the platform and how it seems that those videos that feel more authentic, feel more in the moment, feel more a connection between you and, you know, the person that's on the camera, that's something unique to TikTok or nearly unique to TikTok. Do you think that there is a difference between TikTok doing this versus a company like LinkedIn doing this? Is there something more likely for folks to, you know, want to use TikTok for this versus LinkedIn? Or do you think it's just a generational thing? What are your thoughts on that?
Do you remember those memes where it's like, here's my persona on Facebook, here's my persona on LinkedIn, here's my persona on whatever. So I think about that, you know, I think about the fact that on TikTok, a lot of people aren't as polished, whereas on LinkedIn, we're all our most professional selves. And, you know, we obviously want to put our best foot forward so companies see, you know, how good we can be if we worked for them. But on TikTok, you get these very unfiltered views into people's lives. And I think you really get that there more than anywhere else. So, you know, I think the advantage there, it could also be a disadvantage depending on the type mm-hmm. of content that you upload, because it's very easy for employers, if your videos are public, to see what else you've posted. Okay, here's your really good resume. What else have you shared on this platform? So I think, you know, it gives a more honest view on what somebody is like versus, you know, the more polished image that a lot of us have on LinkedIn. But I think that can be a huge advantage, I think, especially for companies that are open to people who might not be like cookie cutter, like corporate employees. I think it'll be an interesting take to look at what people are uploading there.
Yeah, I think if I were to go from the hiring perspective side of things, I'm, you know, interviewing some candidates and I use this as a tool to do so. And I can go and look at their videos and, you know, especially in creative roles and whatever role that might be, being able to see the other content that they put out and better understanding a person because of that versus one sheet of paper or one sheet of PDF. To actually get a grasp of who this person is and then have that tied to their more authentic life is really interesting. I'm curious kind of your thoughts on, so it used to be the way I a long time ago before I got into journalism, I was very into graphic design and was planning on going into graphic design as a career. And so I spent a lot of time looking all over the internet at graphic design resumes and seeing these beautifully designed resumes and ones that stood out in different ways. And now we've got this new way of doing it with video. So I'm kind of curious your thoughts on the way to stand out when it comes to all of these other people who are applying for jobs. Do you kind of feel that video, especially this kind, potentially gives you a leg up over the competition?
I think one of the really cool things about TikTok is that people, will often, even if they're not trying to go viral, they're just posting something that they're really passionate about. Here's something that I made. Here's something that I do. And then it gets a lot of attention and then other opportunities come from there. I think there really is huge potential here because of the algorithm and because of the ability for everyday people to go viral oftentimes more easily than on other platforms. I think this is a really cool way to showcase your talents. There was even, on the FAQ for this TikTok resumes feature, it said, what if I'm not necessarily looking for a job? And TikTok said, you should still post something because it still might catch somebody's eye. And so I think if you do something that really stands out, if you do something that people connect with, and because of the algorithm, it'll often show up on people's pages who, it's a creepy algorithm, but it's honestly so spot on. It'll show up in front of the right people, more often than not. And so I think there's just so much potential there that if there is something that you're passionate about, if there is something that you've created that you'd love to show off, my go-to place would be to post it on TikTok because I think it's more likely to catch more eyes. And so it is interesting to see how, there was this other within that TikTok resumes hashtag, it shows people who have, who have career tips or have their own experiences. And one girl I saw, she posted that she had been posting on TikTok. TikTok reached out to her. She now works for TikTok and she now has like collaborations with brands. Like that's just something, she just posted a video and it became this whole thing. And so now she has, like several thousand followers and works for this company. So you really never know where it's going to take you.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I just think this is fascinating, especially as kind of a democratizing tool in a way, because, looking at a piece of paper, again, at a page, a PDF page, there may not be a level of understanding who a person is. And someone may not be as good at putting in words on a page what and who they are. And when we think about, depending on the job, I mean, if you're applying for a copy editor gig, then yes, we want to make sure that resume has no typos and things like that. But if the job is a creative job or it's a job where it's not going to involve a lot of writing or, a really in-depth kind of detail work that you need to have everything exactly right, it could be beneficial for everybody to see someone in a different way and for things to stand out too. I think that it's an opportunity for people to stand out. So I just found this really fascinating and it'll be interesting to see what other companies might consider doing this or using this tool. So we'll have to keep an eye on that list to see what other companies end up kind of putting their hat in the ring, so to speak, on joining the TikTok resume section.